fired up for this next segment because News Nation continues to grow, and they continue to grow right down the middle, the most unbiased news network out there. We've got their chief Washington anchor for the presidential election. That would be Mr. Leland Vittert, who joins us right now. Leland, good morning. Welcome to Talk 107.3. How are you this morning?
Brian, it is great to be with you. I think I speak for everyone, all of America, when I say, thank God we only have one more day.
But do we? Let's go ahead and start right there. The fact that folks cast their ballots is not going to be the end of this, is it?
You know, I understand your point. I'm hopeful that we get a result by Tuesday night, Wednesday morning, and it's decisive enough that people may not like the result, but they accept it, and then we can all move on with our lives. You know, America was not built to be a country in constant political turmoil. We're not Italy.
Right.
We were built to be a country that elected our leaders and then went and built our country and raised our kids and went to church and had hobbies and talked about sports. So God willing, we'll get back to that.
From your mouth to God's ears, please. Let's get us back to that, because it just consumes so much of it, and it's all based off of one job, one gig, one person, and it just can divide us right down the middle. We've always been, you know, we've had a two-party system forever, seemingly, and right now it's just at a fever pitch.
Yeah, I think we are at a fever pitch right now, and part of the reason for that is that this election is so much about values versus issues. And by that I mean, this isn't a Republican or Democrat election. It's not really even a conservative or liberal election, because both terms have been completely destroyed by the respective candidates. This is a traditional versus progressive agenda. The traditional role of government and view of America, or the progressive role of government and view of America. And that's why I think there is some truth to this. This really will define the direction of America in May for some time to come.
As we're counting it down to tomorrow's election, we're talking with Leland Vittert. He's the host of On Balance. Also, he is the chief Washington anchor for News Nation. Okay, Leland, what are you hearing? How are things leaning right now?
Brian, I think it is a coin flip. You know, it's very hard to tell in the last week where the momentum is, because you really need a week before to look at it, or a week after, I should say, to look at it. So, tell you what, next Monday I'll be able to tell you where the momentum was today.
Fair. No, that's fair. And the thing of it, Leland, is when you break it down a little bit further than that, if there's, you know, a dozen states that are a coin flip, the election itself, the Electoral College itself, could turn out to be a landslide, but, you know, like you said, a dozen coin flips within that landslide.
If you think about the seven states, if there's 12 states, then it's a landslide for one side or the other. I mean, we're talking about Virginia or New Hampshire, or New Mexico, as Trump was in New Mexico last week, then it's a landslide for him.
Right.
You know, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Ohio, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Michigan, North Carolina, Georgia, and Pennsylvania, to go through the seven swing states, Nevada and Arizona as well. If you, the least likely outcome, I would say, is that it goes 4-3, right? The least likely outcome is Harris holds the Rust Belt and Trump wins all four of the Sun Belt. That's where things are really close. I think the more likely scenario is somebody wins, you know, 5-2 or 6-1, which, as I said, you know, as you point out, that's a landslide in the Electoral College and hopefully gives America at least a direction to move.
We're talking with Leland Vittert. He's News Nation's chief Washington anchor, getting ready for tomorrow's big election. Leland, I want to ask you a little bit about down ballot. So much has been based off of this presidential race, but are we forgetting, as a nation, are we forgetting that there's just a hair or two in between running the Senate and running the House?
I think those are great points, and that's going to really decide what the next president is able to do. And I think, Brian, you make a great point about the lack of national attention on those races. And I think one of the reasons is we have so gerrymandered, and by that I mean there are so few congressional seats anymore that are toss-ups. There's so few Senate seats anymore that are toss-ups. It's not good for America. You know, everyone says, well, I hate that my politics are so polarized. And then they go and they vote in primary elections for the most radical on both sides, who then in turn put in processes that encourage the radicalization on both sides. And that's not really how America was defined, but because there has now been so much money put into politics, that it's how politics have become in America, and that's not a great thing.
Yeah, we've got one, Leland. We've got one right here in Louisiana. Our 6th congressional district has belonged to Congressman Garrett Graves for about a decade now, and they just rewrote that whole district. They just remapped that district, and it was like the map was created for one man and one man only to win it. And the level of just disdain, disgust, which leads to apathy, which is just awful, awfully unhealthy for our whole system when you could see the process play out that way. It doesn't work for any of us.
Yeah, it's a great point. And, you know, if we got back to where congressional districts were just carved on straight lines mm-hmm. by population, and then you actually had a lot of places in America where people had to compromise, you'd probably have things work better in Washington, which wouldn't be hard.
Hey, let's step away from the election for just a second, if we could. Talk to me a little bit about News Nation, man. Y'all continue to grow and thrive. What's the latest over there?
Well, you're nice to ask. We started about 3 years ago, and it's been a great ride. It's nice to work at a place where we don't cheerlead for one side or the other. You know, I grew up as a journalist. I was overseas for a number of years as a foreign correspondent, and I'm so happy to be back at a place where the only mission is just to ask tough questions and to not give quarter to either side and to not cheerlead either side, but to really give the American people a sense fairly of what's happening, maybe with a little analysis,
mm-hmm.
and then let them decide without saying this side's right and this side's wrong or this side is going to save us and this side is terrible. The only thing that we are is unapologetically pro-American. And after that, we go back to not cheerleading either side.
Well, following up on that, and I want to talk about just a quick headline from last week, the move by Jeff Bezos to double down on not having an endorsement there. From a journalistic perspective, what was your takeaway of that and seeing the fallout over at the Washington Post?
Reporters at the Washington Post are an unusually privileged and coddled group of people and self-important. I say that living in Washington and disliking almost everyone there because the values of Washington are not the values of America and not the values of what makes you a good person. The lionizing, though, of Jeff Bezos by the right, I think, is laughable. Jeff Bezos is a businessman.
Yeah.
He has the Washington Post and bought it, not because of his altruistic desire to return journalism to America, but because he's a businessman and Amazon does an enormous amount of business in the Blue Origin and his other ventures in front of the U.S. government. And the Washington Post is a great bully stick for that. So, you know, you live by the sword and you die by the sword. I think the lionizing of Bezos as some great savior of journalism in America is not correct, but at the same time, probably pushing the Washington Post to have some modicum of fairness is probably a good thing, too.
Hey, the great savior of pragmatism is more like it. Hey, we got about a minute and a half to go with Leland Vittert. He's News Nation's chief Washington anchor. Let's talk about what your schedule looks like tomorrow. What's Election Day look like for Leland Vittert?
You know, it's funny. The sprint to Election Day is wild,
yeah.
And then on Election Day, there's not much to do until election night, right? So Chris Cuomo, Elizabeth Vargas, and I take over at 6 p.m. I may do some laundry, probably work out. And towards the end of the afternoon is when we'll start having our production meetings and getting some of the exit poll data and some of the early data from Decision Desk HQ to begin shaping our coverage. And then you got to spend those hours studying in a granular detail the places that are going to matter, right?
Yep.
And down to the county level, why does Bucks County matter? Why does Erie County matter? Why does Macomb County matter? Take me through Michigan and the places that voted for Donald Trump in 2016 and Joe Biden in 2020. Those are going to be the discussions on Tuesday.
And look, echoing the sentiments right there, because it's calm before the storm, but breaking down and like here in Louisiana, why we don't matter. It's just it's an amazing day to follow all of the news and the why behind the news. And I appreciate a couple minutes this morning. He is Leland Vittert for News Nation, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the support.